What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Lee, it is possible for Congress to cut spending.
Who knew?
I don't know. I had to see it to believe it, honestly. You know, we've been talking about these rescission bills for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's only $9 billion, okay? It's not going to make the difference between whether we sink or swim, but it was a test question. Could we do it? There's a lot of other mini questions in here, too. This is the defunding of PBS and NPR. That should be easy for a Republican. That shouldn't be hard at all. All these, I mean, they just lie. They lie on the biggest things possible. We don't need to pay the media to lie. Because they'll do it in the private sector for free.
Right,
so,
exactly. Good point.
Yeah. So, and Republicans recognize that, and so off those go. This is fantastic news. I'm just as excited about the cutting of $8.3 billion in USAID funding.
Yeah.
So much evil was done with that money. We've talked about it extensively here.
Yeah.
I mean, it got so bad at one point that a little over a year ago, Tim Burchett and Representative Nancy Mace, who's from South Carolina out on the coast, may or may not, you know, get into that governor's race. Who knows? Everybody else is.
Exactly.
But she's done a lot of good things in Congress. One of the good things that she has done was sponsored a bill to stop USAID from funding the Taliban.
You think that would be easy?
You would think, since they're a designated terror org, and it's illegal to fund them.
Right, exactly.
You would think the people who did it at USAID would be in prison, but this is a strange, strange country.
American citizens have been charged for doing that.
Yeah, go ahead.
And gone to trial and convicted for doing this very same thing.
Holy Land. Go ahead, try to raise money for a group that is affiliated with terror, has a terror designation as a private citizen. You're going to be in a world of hurt under a Republican administration. Democrats love that kind of thing. But under a Republican administration, you're going to be in a world of hurt. We'll accept if you work for USAID, $2.8 billion. And what they do, Lee, is they'll run it through the UN. They'll find other ways to do it. I mean, we sent pallets of cash, literally $40 million a pallet. Posted it repeatedly on my X account, and we traded that to the Taliban for their stupid currency. Well, they can't even print their own currency. That's how we did. So we printed it for them and then exchanged the dollars. and we kept them in business. This was after the 13 died at Abbeygate. I can't imagine as a military parent watching that. So, I mean, and that's just the funding there. I mean, almost $1 billion sent to Hamas. Senator Tom Cotton caught that. They're supposed to ask, hey, are you Hamas, to the charities operating there? There are no charities operating there that are not Hamas. Otherwise, they'd just kill you. And so we sent them $1 billion. So if you're wondering, you know, that was USAID. If you're wondering, like, wow, Israel keeps firing missiles and then they keep coming back from, you know, Gaza. I thought these people were poor and couldn't eat. Where are they getting missiles? USAID. And so, and when you go back, Lee, to how bad this was, I mean, when you watch those commercials where they're, you know, on Fox News, where they're building a veteran a home because his legs got blown off. Yeah. Well, how did that happen? Let's talk about USAID. Even during Trump, when I don't think we realized how bad this was, Americans were fighting and dying in Afghanistan, 2,000 casualties there. And guess what? Well, the Taliban was blowing our legs off. What was paying for that? The opioid fields. We paid $200 million to modernize the opioid fields and increase their yield by 8%. Who did that? USAID. So understand, you joined the military, you're going to be fighting the enemy while USAID helps them kill you. This is the, America has gas. I say it every day, great American stupidity. And what it had become was a den of anti-American hate mongers with pride flags and blue hair. And we actually saw that during the tour of it. There's a great video of it where they're talking about, oh my gosh, Doge is here, put away your pride flag. And they all look like, you know, I don't know, they could benefit from an exorcism. They got nose rings and coming out every, you know, every which way. These, and they're all like 25-year-old women. You can tell they got radicalized in college and went straight to USAID and started funding the enemy. That money is going, that money being cut, Lee, is going to save so many lives. And it got so bad, and thank God for Nancy Mace and Tim Burchett finally going, listen, the money from USAID is being funneled through the Taliban. It is being used in terror training camps in Afghanistan. One of the bin Laden sons is running them. They've resurrected them. They're worse than before. And Nancy Mace is like, we can't. Burchett has been talking about this too in Congress. We cannot be funding terror training camps. They're training to kill us.
Well, when it's not going to funding training camps, it's going to friends and allies and to kickback situations where, you know, billions of dollars was basically given to a bunch of friends of Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's not used for aid for any purpose other than to, you know, benefit the checking account of these friends of Democrats.
Absolutely. So, I mean, this is just, yes, I'm sure there are some worthwhile programs there. But as Marco Rubio said, nine of every $10 sent for the humanitarian programs, that stays in D.C. and gets siphoned off. So, I mean, So Much Evil was defunded yesterday. It's not just the money. But there's 11 more of these rescission bills behind this.
Well, and there's no question that the State Department should be the one in control of that. Because the benefits that go to these nations and organizations around the world should be those that are in support of the interest and the policies of the American government. Why should we fund people who want to kill us?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We should be, if we are going to be that magnanimous and that generous to take a tax dollars from American citizens and then give it to citizens of other nations, they should be citizens of other nations that are in support of this government and this nation.
And see, that's what you're getting at, Lee. The USAID had begun to have its own foreign policy.
Exactly. They were funding the enemies of this nation. They were funding the enemies of capitalism, of conservative values, and of the interest of the United States citizens.
They were. And this was a liberal bastion with its own foreign policy that would just continue operating, when Republicans are in office.
Exactly.
Undermining everything that we are doing. And that is gone now. The Democrats may get power again, try to put it back. We're going to have to keep fighting this and crawling back up that hill. But this is a start. I would have never thought this was possible. Another thing, by the way, that USAID did, and just having that money taken away is such a help, was the Global Engagement Center.
Oh, yeah.
It had two purposes. In its own report, we have the most recent one from the last 6 months under Biden. They wrote it that their number one goal, they felt, to use with taxpayer money was to limit the reach of Trump's message.
In other words, censorship.
Mm-hmm. That was what they felt entitled to do. It's not only illegal and unconstitutional, but this is what they do. And the primary means of doing that was making sure to limit X's monetization. In other words, Global Engagement Center would go and intimidate companies against making sure their ads did not appear in conservative media, Breitbart. They demonetized X. You remember X was racking up record numbers of views compared to even what Dorsey did, yet the revenue was less than half because of government intimidation. That came out of USAID.
Yeah, I mean, they were there to demonetize any social media platform that advanced a conservative agenda and did not go along with the Democrats' paradigm of their worldview.
By their own admission, Global Engagement Center, which is, again, the center of all censorship evil outside of the FBI, they admit in that same report that, and they have a whole list of news entities from Breitbart to Daily Caller, they demonetized them to the tune of $100 million and successfully blocked Trump's message. Mm-hmm. That's what they feel their job was. That's why they don't have jobs now.
Otherwise known as election interference.
Yeah, they have to find a new private sector way to pay for their nose rings and hair dye. And pride flags.
You don't like the nose rings, do you, Tara?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. They make you look like a bull. You know, have you noticed this is the look for young women now?
Listen,
you look
like I grew up on a farm. I know about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, don't get me started.
Okay.
But whatever the case. So this was huge. And you saw who voted against this. Who voted against this? Well, Lisa Murkowski, she's really a Democrat.
Yes.
And she's just going to do Democrat things. Yeah. Susan Collins.
And once again, another Democrat.
Yeah, another Democrat. She votes with us sometimes, and I don't give her a hard time because it's a miracle she even holds that seat. Really, it should be held by a Democrat. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know.
And then there's the third one.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell.
There
of course,
you go.
Mitch McConnell is owned by China. He has the same deal. Peter Schweitzer has demonstrated that Hunter Biden does, minus the laptop, the cocaine. Well, there is cocaine involved, and the prostitute. So he's going to do what the deep state wants. And USAID was the right operating hand to the CIA. That was the money bags, basically. And so he's going to do what the deep state wants. He probably doesn't even know how he voted. He was sitting in a corner drooling the whole time. So I'm hoping that he just goes ahead and resigns, because I don't know what Kentucky was thinking, but that is a bad, bad, bad man. By the way, Joe got paid via Hunter. Mitch McConnell took the compromise via his father-in-law and went from a middle-class guy when he entered the Senate to being worth $200 million. Nice gig if you could get it.
Yeah, ask Adam Schiff about that.
Yeah, they call him Cocaine Mitch because the Chinese provided ships that his family suddenly came into were caught hauling cocaine. I mean, on the side, in addition to the other cargo. So, yeah, he's going to do whatever the deep state says until he takes his last breath. And he needs to just go ahead, spend some time at the nursing home, enjoy the millions that China gave his family, and get the heck out of the swamp. We don't need him anymore. His days are over. By the way, the only other person, two people truly, truly upset about this, George W. Bush and Barack Obama crawled out of their respective holes last week to beg to keep the USAID funding.
Yeah, I saw where Barack made it to Michelle's podcast. I'm wondering if Debbie's next.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if I was George W., just your legacy is so bad, just stop talking. Trump has defeated you utterly. Accept the beating and to move on. But folks, 11 more rescission bills behind this. This is the Doge cuts and probably a lot more great stuff as well. I can't wait to see what is in those. And even Tom Tillis, senator from North Carolina, said, please send them. We want to vote for them. So that's really good. Somebody shove Mitch McConnell in the corner, let him drool, and let's get on with it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.